If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you on this Lord's Day in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to voice the gospel of redeeming grace. What a joy to have you listening to Worth Baptist Hour today. Why not call a friend and tell them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air and that we're at 1540 on the dial, KRXV. Every Lord's Day at this time, we greet you with the good news that Jesus Christ died and lives again to save your never-dying soul. We have good news for you today. Paul said, I declare unto you the good news, how that Jesus Christ died, and how that he was buried, and how that on the morning of the third day, he rose again. So this is our news to the city of Fort Worth, and to the Metroplex, and unto all areas where this station reaches. We would like to give you a cordial invitation to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family and for every age and grade level. The textbook of our Sunday school is the Bible only, and we'd be happy to have you and your family share with us in an hour of Bible study every Sunday at 10 o'clock here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. These services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. You'll find a warm welcome and a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God today. Today, February the 13th, is a very special day because it's Prove Your Love Sunday here at Worth Baptist Church. Our goal in Sunday school today is 1,000 for Christ. How much do you love Jesus Christ? How much do you love the church? How much do you love God? You can prove your love to God and to the Lord Jesus and to the church by being in Sunday school in church today and sharing with us the good things of the Lord. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this Sunday school year is Building for Christ as we build for eternity. Our new building is under construction and progress is being made daily at 4900 Campus Drive. That's at Campus Drive and Loop 820, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. This project will be completed in the fall of the year, and we hope to occupy our new facilities by October of 1977. We invite you to come, though, today at our regular and present schedule of services and location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, as our Sunday school convenes at 10 o'clock. Then another very special announcement. On Sunday, March the 6th, we celebrate the 23rd anniversary of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school goal on that day is $1,100, and we have set our anniversary building fund goal at $23,000. We invite you to join with us in prayer in these matters and pray that progress will be made daily as we build for Christ and build for eternity. Again, in the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today. If you would like a copy of today's message on cassette tape, it is yours simply by writing and requesting it. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, The River of God. I'm going to read from Psalm 65, verses 9 and 10. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the wonderful privilege of voicing the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for every listener today, and I pray that this message would bring comfort and consolation, strength and inspiration to everyone who hears it. We pray, Heavenly Father, for those homes where death has come, where there are sorrows and tragedies and heartaches and trials and burdens. We pray for those who are shut in, for those who are sick and afflicted, for our senior citizens, those in the rest homes, and those, Heavenly Father, who need a special portion of grace today. May the Holy Spirit use the broadcast to bless them. Heavenly Father, for those who know not Jesus Christ as their own Savior, I pray especially that they might be convicted of their sins and come to know Him, whom to know and know aright means life eternal. Bless our nation. Bless our president, our congressmen, our Supreme Court. Bless our governors and our mayors. Bless all the cities of America. And may this be a year of revival in our great land. I pray, O God, that Thou wouldst turn the hearts of many people toward Thee during these days. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in Psalm 65, at verse 9, Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when Thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers and blessest the springing thereof. In the middle of verse 9, I want you to note again these words, the river of God. What is more majestic than the waters of a mighty rushing river? I hear John, the beloved apostle, in the Revelation chapter 22 say, And he showed me a pure river of water of life flowing out of the throne of God. The longest river in the world is the Nile River in Egypt, stretching 4,160 miles. The Amazon is the next with 3,900 miles of water. And then the mighty Mississippi in our own country ranks third. It is 2,350 miles long. These rivers are mighty. These rivers are magnificent. These rivers are majestic. But they are not to be compared with a river in my text called the River of God. That's the title of my message for this broadcast, The River of God. Let us notice several things about the river of God. First of all, the river of God flows. There is nothing more natural than for a river to flow on its own. So it is with a river of God. God's river flows because it is not the nature of God to be stagnant. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is a powerful God. And our God is ever active. He's always opening up seas and drying up rivers and tearing down fortresses. God is a God of action, and God's river continues to flow. You might ask, but how does the river of God flow? Let me share with you three ways that I believe the river of God continues to flow. First, the river of God flows descendingly, down, down, down to where we are, right down to where you are today, my friend. In your home, in your place of business, in the motel, in your automobile, wherever you are in this hour, God's river is flowing descendingly to you, down from the throne of God to the hearts of mankind. You see, God condescended to our low estate. We read in John chapter 1 at verse 1, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 at verse 9 we read, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich." Yes, the river of God is flowing down to where you are today in the muck and mire of sin. However deep you have gone in the crimson pathway of sin, the river of God reaches you. Not only that, but the river of God flows extendingly. It extends to the depths of man's sin. I read in Romans 5:20, "Where sin did abound, grace doth much more abound." It extends to the width of your needs today, my friend. Paul says in Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." The river of God extends in every direction. Wherever there's a member of Adam's race, the river of God flows extendingly. And then in the third place, the river of God flows unendingly. I heard a reporter ask a player on the Globetrotters who had played for that team for 21 years how long he intended to continue to play. And the man answered, "I will play as long as the basketball is round." Oh, my friend, I want to tell you today that God's river will continue to flow as long as the earth is round, as long as there is anyone, anywhere who needs God. God's river will continue to flow toward that person. How long will God love? As long as there's anyone to love. How long will God supply needs? Just as long as you have a need. And the only need that God cannot supply is the need that you don't have. How long will God defend? God will defend as long as there's a defenseless soul upon the earth. How long will God forgive? God will forgive as long as anyone needs to be forgiven. My friend, today, if you have sin in your life, then you need to confess it, and you're wanting God to forgive. All you must do is ask Him, because God is ready to forgive. In the second place, not only does the river of God flow, but the river of God fertilizes. What is it that makes the river of God so rich, so wonderful, and so pure? There are three ingredients that cause the river of God to be so fertile. First, God's love. It is written in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." My friend, God's river is fertilizing your heart through his love today. God's love is unending. God's love is eternal. God's love is majestic and wonderful. It is amazingly perfect. And the river of God, through his love, can fertilize your soul today. Not only that, the second ingredient that causes God's river to fertilize is God's grace. In Ephesians 2:8-9 we read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." My friend, God's grace is sufficient for your every need today. It matters not what the need is. God is able, through His grace, to supply it in this hour. The third ingredient that causes God's river to be so fertile is God's mercy. We read in Psalm 100 at verse 5, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." When your life has been fertilized by the river of God, you will produce a tremendous harvest of the fruit of the Spirit. And Paul writes in Galatians 5:22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Yes, the river of God fertilizing your life will cause you to produce fruit for Jesus Christ. In the third place, the river of God forces. For centuries, rivers have rushed to the ocean with a mighty force, carrying with them the dirt and the debris from out of the stream. But no river can compare to the river of God in its power to force downstream the mud and muck of sin that may be in your life today. Often our lives are contaminated with envy, jealousy, pride, selfishness, arrogance, bitterness, lust, and greed, and a thousand other poisons often contaminate our souls. But then comes the river of God, and in its cleansing power forces the sin in your life into the ocean of God's forgiveness. I read in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The river of God forces the doubt in your life into the ocean of God's assurance. For we read in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. The river of God forces all the darkness out of your life and into the ocean of God's light. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. If any man follow me, he shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The river of God forces death into the ocean of that eternal life that only Jesus Christ can give. It is written in John 5:24. Jesus said it, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. It is written in John 11:25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Oh, my friend, the power that's in the river of God to force all sin and all doubt and all darkness and even death into the ocean of His love, His compassion, His forgiveness, His assurance, and His life. Yes, my friend, this is the river of God flowing to you in this hour. In the fourth place, the river of God fills. Now remember, the river of God flows. The river of God fertilizes. The river of God forces. And finally, the river of God fills. Someone said, and I quote, man was not made for emptiness. He must be filled with something. My friend, the river of God has a wonderful way of filling every area of your life and your existence. Man was meant to be filled physically. Therefore, there is food. Man was meant to be filled mentally, and there is truth. Man was meant to be filled emotionally, and there are friends. Man was meant to be filled spiritually, and there is God. Oh, my friend, God can fill all of the emptiness that's in your life today. There may be a social emptiness, an emotional emptiness. There may be a psychological void. There may be a spiritual emptiness in your life today. But Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, can come in and fill all the emptiness of your heart and your soul. I read in Ephesians chapter 3 at verse 19, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Is your life empty, meaningless, profitless? Are you frustrated, fearful, afraid? Are there problems and difficulties and trials and burdens in your life that you don't seem to have the answer for and you can't handle? Oh, my friend, if you'll turn the reins of your life over to Jesus Christ, if you will just say yes to Him, if you will open the door of your heart to Christ, if you will invite Him into your life, if you will trust Him as your own personal Savior, or if you're already saved, there are fears and frustrations in your life as a Christian. Oh, my friend, if you'll just turn back to Him, if you'll just ask God to restore unto you the joy of your salvation, God will send His wonderful river, a river of love, a river of grace, a river of mercy, a river that fills your life. God will send it into your heart in this moment. Why not ask Him? Why not trust Him? Why not believe in this hour? I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The river of God runs deep and wide and long, but the river of God never runs dry. As we leave the broadcast today, I want to remind you again of our services beginning at 10 o'clock, our Sunday school hour, our morning worship hour at 11, our Sunday evening worship service at 7. We invite you and your family and friends to share with us on Prove Your Love Day today, February 13th, at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.